West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. West Georgia and East Alabama bracing for what the National Weather Service on Wednesday said could be an unprecedented event for our region, given the expected track and strength of Hurricane Helene, with the possibility of winds reaching over 70 miles per hour. Damage to roofing and siding materials, along with trees snapping and uprooting, could result in some roads becoming impassable. Major rainfall, flooding is likely. These Gradit Communications radio stations plan to provide you with updates on how Helene's path changes or does not, and the latest predictions for our area. Currently, Helene's landfall is predicted in Florida's Big Bend region sometime Thursday, and it will likely be after midnight and in the early morning hours of Friday that we see an impact. Ahead of Helene's arrival, several local school districts have canceled after-school activities for today and have students staying home on Friday. For Bremen City Schools, no outdoor extracurricular activities or competitions will be held today. Friday will be a virtual learning day for students and staff. Carroll County Schools will have a distance learning day for all students on Friday and are canceling all extracurricular activities for today. After-school activities and programs are canceled today for Carrollton City Schools, and the campus will be closed on Friday. Both students and staff will work from home, students participating in at-home learning day. The Coweta Schools District has canceled classes and all school events for today and Friday. Classes and after-school events and activities are canceled Friday in the Douglas County School System. Harrelson County Schools will be closed on Friday. No after-school program activities for Heard County Schools today. Schools are closed on Friday. All school district offices, schools, and facilities will be closed Thursday and Friday for Paulding County Schools. Polk County Schools have canceled after-school activities for today. No decision has been made by this morning as far as Friday classes. The University of West Georgia will adjust its operations starting at 2 o'clock today, continuing all day Friday. Classes transitioning to an online format. And West Georgia Technical College will close all campuses at 3:30 today and remain closed through Friday. Meanwhile, the Villarica Police Department has made additional arrests in relation to a drive-by shooting 2 weeks ago within the River Trace subdivision, in which three juveniles had been charged with aggravated assault. The VRPD on Wednesday said a parent of one of the juveniles has now been charged with possession of a sawed-off shotgun and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Parent of a separate juvenile has been charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and two more juveniles have been charged with illegal possession of firearms. Multiple homes were struck by bullets during that incident. No injuries were reported. Investigators say evidence suggests that the shooting resulted from an ongoing dispute between juveniles. This dispute had been festering for weeks and culminated in the shooting. In the News Talk 1330, FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.